So have we well and truly reached the point when, contrary to Daniel Patrick Moynihan's famous dictum, we are entitled to our own facts?
President Obama quietly announced a plan to gut welfare reform by dropping work requirements. Under Obama's plan, you wouldn't have to work and wouldn't have to train for a job. They just send you your welfare check.
The Romney camp has called this its most effective ad. But PolitiFact awarded it a pants-on-fire rating for deception. The Washington Post fact-checker gave it 4 Pinocchios. And fact-checkers have also found the Obama response to the ad, accusing Romney of being two-faced on the issue, false as well. That got 3 Pinocchios. Former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu this week nominated Mitt Romney for president at the Republican National Convention. We couldn't get anyone from the Romney campaign, so we called on him to give us his insight on what's going on.
With all due respect to the, quote, fact checkers that have called that ad wrong, they don't know what they're talking about. Let me explain to you why they're wrong. That law was written specifically by a Republican Congress to make sure that a governor could not get waivers from the work component. President Clinton vetoed it twice over that provision that prohibited allowing anybody to grant waivers on the work component. The fact checkers just don't know what they're talking about. I, as a governor, was part of the process that led up to this, with the National Governors Association on a bipartisan basis having Republican governors and Democratic governors lobbying for this kind of stuff. And what has been done by the memo from Health and Human Services that has gone out there literally begging governors to ask for waivers on the workfare component is gutting the process. And if the president says that's not true, once again, the president of the United States is lying.
What you said to Wolf Blitzer was you want to avoid language that encourages or permits people to do soft self-studies or look for work on the internet instead of going to an employer.
That's correct.
Under the waivers, in some cases that could happen. Given how cash-strapped a lot of these states are, it's unlikely. But in any case,
the fact that you now acknowledge that that can happen after the law was written to prohibit permitting that to happen, you have underscored what Mitt Romney is saying. The President of the United States has broken the law by extending waiver capacity for things that were deliberately excluded by the people who wrote the law, and everything else is irrelevant.
However shady the Obama administration may have been by calling for this waiver under one provision of the bill as opposed to another provision where the waivers are banned, I concede this was not a very proper process in any way. It is still a long way from that to the assertion that you wouldn't have to train for a job, they just send you your welfare check.
It allows them to go in that direction in violation of the restriction of the law that said they could not go that far. And that's the whole point. It is what governors, Republican and Democrats, felt had to be done to deal with the welfare needs of the country. And as Rick Santorum pointed out last night, what it has done is increased work for those who in the past never had hopes to getting work. It provided the real training for them and the real entree into the workplace. And for this president to gut it that way is unconscionable.
This is the problem when everyone has the right to their own facts.
Ma'am, you weren't involved. You weren't involved in writing the law. Rick Santorum was. You weren't involved in writing the law. Speaker Gingrich was. You weren't involved in fighting to make sure that a provision for waivers was not in the law. These people were, and they have attested to the fact, and all the weasel wording that comes out of the President of the United States and NPR is not going to change those facts. I've enjoyed being on the air. I've got to go to my next call.
Why didn't the ad refer to waivers rather than no longer having to work? Why not say what it is the president actually did?
If you say that the ad is perfectly right with adding waivers, then you're acknowledging the fact that the president broke the law.
I think the ad is wrong.
As usual, you, part of the liberal press that will cover this president's butt across the board, you're going to lose in November. But I've enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
That was former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu. It's true, as he said, I didn't write the welfare law, he claims the president gutted. Republican legislators like Newt Gingrich did. Newt Gingrich repeated the gutting welfare line at the Republican National Convention, but here he is a little earlier with Anderson Cooper.
You do think that the actual wording under Obama's plan, you wouldn't have to train for a job, they just send you a welfare check, that is not factually correct.
We have no proof today, but I would say to you, under Obama's ideology, it is absolutely true that he would be comfortable sending a lot of people checks for doing nothing.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.